A day after massive protests and riots toppled Tunisia's authoritarian president, Tunisians ventured into the streets of the capital to survey the damage and digest the historic events. Riot police and army tanks were out in force, and helicopters flew overhead. While most ordinary Tunisians were barred from venturing down the main Habib Bourguiba Avenue, scene of massive demonstrations and rioting on Friday, other streets were open to traffic and pedestrians. Basma Moussa, a woman in her 50s, surveyed the damage. Charred objects littered the sidewalks and store windows were smashed. Rioters burned Tunis's main station and looted many shops.
Je fais un tour pour que je vois qu'est-ce qu'il y a. Mais ça fait triste, ça fait triste.
Moussa said she was sad to see Tunis in such bad shape, but she was proud of Tunisians for toppling their longtime president, Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. Tunisians are tired, she said, and they are poor. Tunisia's Constitutional Council announced President Ben Ali, who fled to Saudi Arabia Friday night, has left power for good. Here in Tunis, many are divided about the future. Some are hopeful the country will finally become the true democracy that they yearn for. Others are fearful that yet another authoritarian regime will come to power. 53-year-old business owner Anwar Frika recalled the last power change in 1987 when the country's longtime leader, Habib Bourguiba, was removed from office and Mr. Ben Ali replaced him.
Il a fait une révolution, même s'il est pacifique. À ce moment-là, on doit limiter...
Then, Frika said, Mr. Ben Ali promised change, but that never happened. Nor does he have much confidence in Tunisia's political parties right now, but he thinks that with time they will learn what democracy is all about. He's also glad that law enforcement authorities are out to keep order on the streets. But 27-year-old Marwan Gara is more pessimistic.
Pour créer notre propre liberté, mais c'est pas ça la liberté. Là, on bouge pas comme on veut, on fait pas ce qu'on veut.
Gara said protesters created a revolution and want freedom. Now he sees police on the street. He says this is not the freedom they had hoped for. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Tunis.